Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Mark.
I'm Isaac.
And welcome back to episode 113 of Teenage Therapy.
We're here. Welcome back.
This is the last episode before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wait, when's this coming out?
Sunday. No.
Yeah.
So it's after.
Is it after or before?
It's after
Thanksgiving. No, it's before.
Thanksgiving
it's
before. Is next week.
I think it's this Sunday.
Wait, when is Thanksgiving?
The 26th, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I hope.
I think. No. Sometime next week.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right. It's before. It's before.
Yeah, this is the last episode before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
So, kind of, you know what? You know, right off the bat, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see something that I'm wearing. You want to know what it is? It's our new crew neck that we are releasing. Our new drop number 3 is releasing.
By the time I totally forgot about the beanies.
But we don't talk about the beanies.
I totally forgot about the beanies.
I've been counting it. It was just a test.
I fuck with it though.
It was a test.
Yeah, though.
Yeah,
it was interesting choice on our part for choosing a beanie for the first drop.
Yeah, a lot of people liked it.
Mm-hmm. It was around December.
It was supposed to come out in December.
Oh, that's where the thoughts.
Some stuff went down.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to release it on
December.
That took like a year.
When did we end up releasing?
I think April. I don't remember.
There's lots of trial and error.
Yeah. A lot.
What was going wrong with it? It was just like the wrong
color. I know the lettering was wrong.
Yeah.
Or still is, right?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of design changes.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember the smiley face? Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. It looked good on concept.
Yeah.
But then in reality, it just didn't pull through.
Beginning stages, man.
Yeah, that's, but anyways, here, let me check this. Ooh. Okay, so our third drop is releasing on the 25th. So a couple days from when you're hearing this. So it's actually going to be limited. It's only going to be available for 6 days.
Yeah.
So if you want to get it, you got to get it soon. Mm-hmm. Or else you're going to miss out forever.
Be there,
and
be square.
If you missed out on the blue one, this is your chance.
That one went by quick.
Like 15 minutes.
Ooh. 15 minutes.
This one's cool, though. I really like it. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So we decided to go with fuck cancel culture for this one. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. It says fuck cancel culture. Because I was just fed up with it. And I think it's quite stupid, actually. And I wanted to make a really cool website for it. And the website, teenagetherapy.com, is going to be sick. So go to the website, sign up, and be notified when it drops. Because it's going to be a pretty cool website, I think. And it's a cool drop. Everyone's getting it. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves it. Mm-hmm. Tremendous drop.
Everyone. Marvelous. Your mom.
Yeah, your have your mom wear it, your brother.
Your boyfriend, my mom was wearing it. So funny.
Fuck yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, she was like, what does it say? I was like, fuck cancel culture. She's like, oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's so cute. I love it.
Yeah, so go get it. But besides that, it's Thanksgiving this week.
This? Oh, yeah. No.
Next week.
Next week.
Well, by the time you hear this.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday.
I mean, I usually don't get excited for Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I think of all the food. Yeah. Like, how are you not excited about that?
It's family.
I mean, I guess. It's not like a holiday that I actively look forward to.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of whatever. It's because my family doesn't really celebrate it. I mean, we make like pozole or like tamales.
Mm. Oh.
But that's pretty much it. Yeah. Like, it's not like turkey and ham and whatever. So it's like whatever's for me. But like Friendsgiving, it does make it more fun. Gives me something to look forward to.
Right. Yeah, Thanksgiving is whatever too.
Right? I mean, it's
like my family celebrates it. Like, it's a pretty big celebration too.
It's cool.
But I don't know. I don't really like family parties just because I don't really have anyone to talk to. Because my cousins are either Tim's age or like graduated college. So it's... Yeah, like, there's no one my age that I can talk to or anything, so...
Same.
Right?
Like, people that are close with their cousins, like, Mark, I know that you're close with your cousins, but just, like, I can't picture myself, like, talking to them and, like, being close with them, I guess you can say, because, like, they're older or they're really young, so obviously I can't...
Hanging out with my cousin?
What?
What?
Like, that's...
When I say that, is that, like, your guys...
It's weird.
It's cool.
You're in a different world.
I like my cousins. We grew up together, and then we used to live together. So,
yeah,
really important.
Yeah, to get close with your cousin, you have to grow up with them. Like, honestly,
was that you too, Isaac?
Yeah, you guys know my cousin Damien, right? Like,
oh yeah,
he's the only cousin I really talk to the most, and that's because I grew up with him. Like all the other ones, it's just weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a new friend.
Yeah, it's like a straight. It's kind of like a stranger, as bad as it sounds.
No, it is.
Yeah, no. All my cousins would come over. And, they're all talking and stuff. Yeah. And I'm just, I'm just kind of there. Like, I'll go to my room and that's it. And I feel kind of bad sometimes because I feel that I'm just isolating myself. Mm. But at the same time, it'd be weird for me to just, mix in with them.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like such, an outsider.
Yeah. Right? Oh, my gosh.
It's weird. Real. I hate it.
I say, don't be scared, dude. They're your family. And they're going to be there, and then...
Uh-huh. Mark, you don't know.
You put yourself out, dog.
Yeah, I mean,
so I appreciate the effort.
I don't know. Like, sometimes,
I don't know what to say.
Oh, sometimes I have a conversation with them and
it's awkward.
How does it go?
Awkward. I hate
it. It's awkward.
It's not that I don't like them. Yeah. We never had that bond to begin with.
Yeah.
And there's a huge age difference, so I think that makes it a little harder to get closer with them and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Is it all your cousins? Because for me, it's always my mother's side. I get along with my cousins, and my dad's side, it's I don't really...
I don't even know which one is on which side.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, both sides, bro. I don't really talk to any of my cousins. I'll be friendly because it's not that I don't like them. It's just we don't have that connection. Relationship and connection. But they're nice people. It's just I don't talk to them that weird. Much.
I mean, I used to be close with my cousins when I was 6 years old or whatever, because we grew up together. But then I moved away and never really spoke to them again. So now we're 18. Almost 18. They're a year younger than me, so 16, 17. And I don't know. I wonder what it would be if we did see each other now.
It's honestly, it's such a weird feeling.
Oh, you've experienced it?
I have. Not with my cousin, but with a friend. Mm-hmm. When we were children, we grew up together. We were always playing outside. And then they moved away to the other side of the world. Not the world. The country.
Wow, America's the only one.
Yeah. And I hadn't seen them for years. They moved away in middle school, but I stopped talking to them elementary. And then I saw them again last year, and it was so weird to see a grown-up version of them.
Grown up.
Or my age. We're not grown up. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
But it was so it was so weird to just see that how much we've grown.
In middle school?
No, last year. I saw them.
Yeah, but they left during middle school.
But I hadn't seen them since
Wait, so do I know this person?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
You don't. Were you trying to think?
I thought it was...
No, it's not her.
Okay. Never mind. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's just I think that it would be a cool experience, to say the least.
Wait, how long has it been for you, Kayla, since you've seen these people? Your friends?
What do you mean? Oh, well, I saw them last year.
No, but how long has it been?
Oh, yeah. Let me try to think. I don't know, maybe five-ish
years? Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. I didn't even recognize them at first. Right? I thought they were a friend of my brother's or something. So I was okay, hey. And I was I was huh? Yeah, that's cool.
That's what's weird to me. Because that's a five-year difference. I have a 10-year difference since I last saw them. So
that's crazy. Well, can you call them?
I've spoke to him on the phone a couple times, and it's weird. But every phone call with my family on the phone is weird, or awkward, right? In person, I'm fine, but just on the phone, it just doesn't work. I don't know why. It just does not work. But yeah, I don't have any cousins that I talk to. They're all far away. I don't really have a lot of family either. When I celebrate, Christmas or Thanksgiving, it's all just me, my mom's boyfriend, my sister, and myself, and then every once in a while Thomas is there, you know, and like that's it, that's like my whole thing. But I do kind of miss like when it's a lot of people that are like having the dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even if I'm like not even talking to them, just having them in like the background is nice.
Yeah, right. It's comfortable. Makes it feel more lively, just so everyone could talk to each other, or else it just feels so cold.
It does, like, and lonely. Some years when my siblings didn't come over, it's like so depressing.
It is depressing. Mm-hmm. And like you can't,
it really
like,
is,
because no one can really be loud, because you're like, mm-hmm. you know, so you're just going like, yeah. You just eat
like a plate there alone.
Like some little jazz music in the back maybe, and that's kind of like it.
Oh no,
that's true. I just realized that my mom said that this year is the only year we're not doing the big celebration like always. I don't even know why I'm saying big. It's not really that big. It's just like all the family.
The fam-illy.
Fam-illy.
That was so good. Yeah.
Some of them have different last names, so it doesn't work. But yeah, we're not doing it this year. And I don't know how to feel about it, because it's not like I ever looked forward to it, but it would be weird now that it's just going to be at my house.
Mm-hmm. You'll get a taste of your wishes.
Yeah. And also, Thanksgiving is the only day where I go to church for whatever reason. And I'm just not a religious person.
You want to show what's
my mom
sweater,
gave me this
Thomas?
Necklace, so
but what the heck?
I said the most like non-religious people wear them.
Do me
That's
too.
Me too.
Everybody wants to show. Yeah,
I don't know if this is like wrong. If it's you know offensive or anything, I'll take it off. But yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
Because I know, like, I think it's pretty like rude if you some Asian religion. I think Buddhism. I don't know, but I know it can be offensive. So just let us know.
No, I find it very rude.
Yeah, let us know, and we can improve.
So weird how religion is such a touchy subject. I guess it's because people got prosecuted.
Yeah, there's some like wars.
Yeah,
religion.
That's why
many conflicts.
That's true.
Yeah.
To this day, too.
Yeah,
to this day,
to this day,
to this day.
My church experience is not very fun. Like, every time I go, it's so boring. I'm just sharing an experience. I'm not trying to bring down the religion or whatever. If you are religious, I'm just sharing my experience. And I don't think going to church or just being religious is for me. I have thought about it sometimes where, like, I wonder how it would be, you know, to, mm-hmm. you know, be religious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's for me.
Do you ever think about the future? Do you think you're going to, place your beliefs on your kids?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I don't.
No, I mean, are you going to, like, let your children be Catholic? I don't know what religion you are.
I don't
careful with the A word.
Mm-hmm. I don't associate myself with any religion. Like, I think my parents are like Catholic, but
yeah, that's what I'm asking. So, like, are your children, I guess, you know, gonna grow in a Catholic household?
No, I'm just gonna let them live.
That's just so much effort. Just put the crosses up for like decoration.
That's really what my family does.
Yeah,
a lot of effort.
I feel like I've always just had a rocky relationship with religion, because my mom is Christian and she's like Jesus stan, you know, like she loves Jesus.
Yeah.
And so like ever since I was a kid, like she would always force me to go to church.
Yeah.
And I think because she forced me so much, I started to not like it. Like, I remember I would cry. I would even throw up sometimes. Like,
bro,
I don't think you guys understand. I don't think. I don't think. And the church was literally like 2 minutes walking distance. I didn't like how it was just being forced on me. And I remember I also went through a period of like, okay, I think I like God too. You know, I fuck with it. Yeah. And then I just realized that like, I felt out of place and I didn't like going. So eventually I got to the age where my mom like couldn't force me anymore. So I just decided, you know, I don't want to go anymore. And she still tells me like every day, like, hey, you want to go to church? And I'm like, nah. I'm good. And she's just like, why? Say hi to the pastor. And I'm just, hola, ¿cómo estás? But yeah, I don't like the way that it was. That she tried to push it on me, you know?
Yeah, like, being forced sucks. Like, going on your own is a lot different. Because I remember when I was younger, like, my mom's side of the family is, like, a lot more Catholic. And, like, my aunt, whenever I'd, like, go out just with, like, friends, she would, like, sprinkle fucking holy water at me and shit.
Wait, when you leave?
Yeah, like, when you, like, she'd be like, wait. And, like, she'd take it out. She's like, she does the whole shit to me. I'm like, it was so sweet, though. Like, that's the part I really miss about my childhood.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't like to just go when, like, I was forced. I feel like if I want to go when I'm feeling like I need to go, it's a lot better. And I found that, like, going with, like, friends, like, I used to go with one of my best friends, and it was, like, a Mexican church, so, like, I like it a lot more than just, like, normal, just English. So, yeah, just going on your own, like, when you're feeling, like, lost.
Is that what you're doing right now? Do you go on your
own? I haven't gone in a while, dude. Well, like, obviously because, like, Corona now, but...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I haven't gone in a while. Like, I need to go again.
Oh, so you want to?
Yeah, but that's I want to go, like, on my own accord, you know?
Mm-hmm. I see. No, yeah, I definitely believe in that. You know, I don't feel like... I feel like a religion shouldn't be forced upon. And when you're older or, like, even, like, at any age, I feel like if you want to go, then go. But if you don't, then you shouldn't go if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think... I also remember feeling judged sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, because for this church, they feel like basically, you know, girls should wear long skirts, long sleeves, turtlenecks, and shit like that.
Boring.
And for real, boring.
Really?
Like, there could be some cute fits. Yeah, for real. But I just can't picture myself wearing that every day. And so, like, when I would wear, like, jeans or whatever, you know, ripped jeans, skinny jeans, I just felt like...
Not the ripped jeans.
Not the ripped jeans.
Ripped
jeans. Not my knees showing. I just felt, like, judged sometimes. So I didn't, like, enjoy the atmosphere that much. I just felt like I couldn't fully be myself around them. Yeah. Like, they'd smile at me and be, like, all nice, but I just felt that deep down...
They fake bitches.
Yeah. For real. Not hate. Downfall. I don't know. But I felt like deep down they were secretly judging me.
Praying for you.
Praying for me. Praying my sins away.
Yeah. Praying your sins away.
Mark, you were, like, were you always religious? Did your mom, like, make you go to church?
The thing is, my mom is not part of the church, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like the rest of my family, but my mom. And that's because she did something that she wasn't supposed to.
Part of the church, like, PTA style, or, like, you should just be a member?
Yeah, sort of like a member type thing. Oh. Yeah, you get baptized, or you're supposed to, like, follow these attend these lessons first, and then you get baptized, and then you get into the system. But,
the religious system.
It basically is.
Yes, sir.
But I think I'm, like, the most religious out of everybody in this group. I go to church every two times a week.
He is dedicated.
Yeah. 2 week is still a lot.
Yeah, 2 times a week, you know, I, like, invest an hour or 2 hours. No, 4 hours then. Three, four hours a week.
God damn.
Yeah, but, like, I really enjoy it, though, because I met, like, a lot of good people. I made a lot of friends in there, and, like, we're still kicking it, like, to this day, you know, we're still having fun. And I get to play volleyball in the church too. I mean, I feel like that's not like
so that's the main component. You know, that's the one, like, the number one priority.
Highest priority, but
each serve is a prayer.
No, but, like, for real though, it's to unite the people.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I really like about it, though. You know, you get to unite, and then you sort of feel like a family too, because, you know, you get all these connections, right? You meet a lot of people, all connections. Like, if you want something, you can go hit up, like, somebody from the church, you know? And there's, like, a variety of different types of people in terms of, like, medicine or school or, like, yeah, like, they'll help you out if you ever need the help. And I just like how I can become connected with those type of people.
So, like I mentioned earlier, I did say I thought about, like, you know, how it would be being religious.
Uh-huh.
Just because religious people are happy. Like, they're very optimistic because they know that, like, God has a plan for them and stuff. So, during my tougher times in life, I don't know if you guys have ever reached that low point. Not to say, okay, I'm trying not to be, like, offensive as possible. It's okay, okay. But let's say you're not religious, right? And then you're at this pretty low point in your life where you almost start praying to God for something. I have reached those moments where, like, I was so desperate for help, I guess, or salvation. Something, yeah, or yeah, something to believe in, that I briefly, like, prayed, which is kind of weird because I never really done that. And I don't know, I guess being religious does seem kind of nice because it kind of has answers for things, has explanations, and I guess kind of gives you a purpose, which could really help sometimes because you can feel really lost. I don't know, like, what are your guys' thoughts on this?
I get, right? I
think we talked about it before. Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure we did. Yeah, I think with religion, people are given answers to things. You know, people can ask themselves, like, why is this happening? And their answer will be like, well, this is God's plan. You know, like, God is making this happen for a reason. And I think it just, it makes people feel a lot more at ease and hopeful that there's something beyond this, like, temporary lifespan, you know, that they won't just be completely gone and, like, forgotten, I guess.
I just think religion is something you definitely need to stumble upon yourself. I think in order for it to be, like, effective and genuinely helpful, you need to stumble in and have a genuine interest in the teachings and in the philosophy of this, the religion you're, you know, interested in. I don't think I need or want religion right now, but in the future, if I just feel like it's beneficial to my life, I'm definitely open to it. I do think Buddhism is really interesting, the philosophies of it, from the small snippets of it that I've seen. It does seem like a really interesting religion, with the teachings that it teaches onto its supporters or prayers. What are they called? They're supporters, I guess.
Believers?
They're believers.
I don't know. Is there believers?
Yeah. So that's, Buddhism seems interesting. But yeah, religion is a necessary part of society. I was reading a book on humanity. And religion, it changed my perspective on religion because, like, I think when I was younger, I always thought, oh, religion is so stupid. There's no point of it. It's just, like, aimless beliefs. But there's a big reason for why societies need religion, because it's kind of like mythology. That religion and mythology are the stories and the norms that keep a society intact and civil. And without it, you find that people lose hope very easily. So it's a really good thing. So if you've been like, oh, I hate religion, try to see it from a broader point of view and, like, okay, the actual benefits that it has to society, because it is really interesting, even if you're not religious yourself.
It's a culture, man. You know, it unites people together. For sure, though, do your research, you know, because some may be a little sketchy. Some can be a little dangerous. So for real, do your research. Make sure when you do it for the right reasons. Do it for yourself.
Salvation.
Yeah.
Army.
Yeah. Yeah. But another note, this Thanksgiving will be interesting because COVID and a lot of people are going to die. So that's kind of scary. It's really, you know what's so funny that I thought was just hilarious is that the governor of California, a few days after imposing his strict lockdown and social distancing mandates, he was caught hosting a dinner for lobbyists and supporters and campaign contributors.
Yeah.
And thank you. And he was indoors with a large gathering without masks. at a very expensive restaurant, $400 per person.
To be exact. I actually never heard of this.
So
was this recent?
Yes. Oh, like, okay. It was trending today too. It was so funny because I just think that really sums up how people approach this coronavirus thing, is that like most people, everyone's a hypocrite. Everyone's a hypocrite. If there's one thing you will find out in life, is that everyone is a hypocrite in their own way, and to believe that you aren't one,
it's hypocritical.
Makes you hypocrite.
Yeah. Everyone is a hypocrite except me, is the mentality a lot of people approach. So I think it was just so funny to see that. It was hilarious. I mean, the governor that's telling people, social distance, don't go out in groups, large gatherings, don't eat indoors, no more of that, is caught doing that.
He got caught.
In like the worst way.
A 4K. The
funniest shit.
That's sad.
That I've seen. But I don't know. I'm kind of excited for Thanksgiving just because I get to eat with my family. That's kind of really all I do.
Yeah. What do you think about Friendsgiving? You think a lot of people are still going to like...
Oh, yeah. It's like Halloween parties.
Hell yeah.
Oh, like the Halloween party. Wait, that was really? Stupid.
I feel like Halloween parties are different.
Yeah. Halloween parties are a little different because it's just bigger.
But like... We're like the AP kids. We don't have those big Friendsgivings. Like a lot of people.
What, AP kids don't have fun?
No.
No.
Speak for yourself, Isaac.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, even if we wanted to have a big Friendsgiving, we can't this year. You know, it's basically just us five. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, really, just us five.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like spending the holidays with Gael's family. It's just so nice because it's like a change in like, because I know every time I celebrate like holidays with my own family, it's always super lonely. And I know it's like normal for a lot of people where during the holiday season, they feel a lot lonelier. But I guess for me, it's because my parents, okay, so at my parties, the adults are like all at the dinner table. And they're all like gossiping, talking, laughing really super loud, drinking and stuff. And then my cousins are in another room, like playing the PS4 or something. And then I'm literally just there. Like I'm not doing anything. I'm just on my phone or something. So I like it when, you know, I'm glad that Gael's family is nice enough to like let me come over for the holidays, because it does kind of give me a sense of like family and home. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, I do notice there's a lot of people that don't celebrate like stuff with their family. They don't like eat together or anything, which I think is like, it sucks. I definitely feel for you. So if that's you, I'm really sorry. I hope you hang in there, because I know it's tough. Especially feeling lonely during the holidays, because you get the seasonal depression, and it just really, really highlights the loneliness you already feel. It just puts it on blast. Really makes sure you know. Really makes sure you know. Every holiday, they just want you to know you're lonely. You see trending on Thanksgiving. This year, I'm with my family. Hey,
everybody's
my family playing games. We're playing games. We're on the TV. Oh, shit. Fuck it up. Let's go for a walk. And you're in your room alone. So, how about we all be alone together? Maybe we should just make, like, a Discord and have a virtual Thanksgiving with everyone that has no one to be with.
Yeah, a full FaceTime, just, like, everyone has their own plate.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
That's so
cute.
That'd be cute.
Yeah. Kayla, you have seasonal depression.
Oh, yeah. last year.
Nice little lead-in.
I love that one.
Last year.
One of my favorites.
I think last year it just really hit me hard because... So, last year during the holidays, basically, like, my sister... She got a boyfriend, right? And, like, I completely agree. Like, go hang out with him. Like, you know, do your thing. Like, spend time with him. Yes, of course. But it's just, like, I felt, like, abandoned almost, you know? Like, mm-hmm. betrayed, mm-hmm. I guess you can say. Mm-hmm. So I remember feeling, like, angry. Angry and lonely. Oh, my God, it's so sad. But, yeah. I was lonely.
Really? It's okay.
Oh my God.
Were you jealous?
I wasn't jealous. Like, I was happy for her, but I just wish, like, things are different, you know? Mm.
Do you feel replaced when that happens?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of.
Oh my God, nothing hurts more than feeling replaced. Like, that hurts.
Yeah. That's the worst, though. Like, for both sides, because one person feels the effects of it, and the other person feels the guilt. Because I'm sure she probably felt guilty, right?
That's the thing. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Like, I think to some extent, like, she does feel guilty, but she never really told me, so.
Like, I'm sorry for not being here this year. That sucks. That's scary, because, like, damn. I don't know. I don't have any siblings. I'm the oldest.
Carla.
I don't have any siblings. I don't have any older siblings. I'm the oldest. So I don't know how that feels like.
Do you think your sister ever feels like that?
Like what?
Gail's sister.
Mm. How?
I don't know, because like you're always going out and stuff, but like, do you guys ever like? I don't know. I haven't really seen you guys interact all that much, if I'm being honest. But it's just because I'm there and stuff. Do you guys interact a lot?
I wouldn't say a lot. Yeah, not a lot. I don't know. I think it's I interact with her on the level that you would expect an 11-year-old and a 17-year-old to interact on. If that helps, right? We're not like 15 and 17, 16 and 17. Yeah. It's 11 and 17.
It's like a 6-year difference.
6-year difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like with every sibling, there's like a different relationship just because of the age gap. Mm-hmm. Like my oldest sister, she's 30 and I'm and I'm 17. So like, obviously it's harder to like relate and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think once my sister is like, you know, a little older and at least like a teenager, then I will talk more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's in her own world right now.
I'm sure. Playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
Is it like that with you, Kayla?
What?
With you and your 30-year-old sister?
I mean, I guess, like, we're not super close, but I still talk to her, of course, like, FaceTime her sometimes, but the bond isn't as tight, you know?
What's the age difference with your closest sibling?
4 years, actually.
Oh, is that your sister?
Yeah. So it's 17 and 21.
Are you the closest with her?
Is that 4 years? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm the closest with her. So it kind of sucks.
That's so weird because my older brother is the same exact, right?
Yeah, same age.
So my older brother and her older sister, same exact year, graduated in the same class. We're in the same class, yet they have a much closer bond. And I have a pretty, like, weird relationship with my older brother. Yeah, like, yeah. I can't really tell him anything. I'm sometimes scared of him, but, yeah, I think that's pretty interesting, you know?
Honestly, I don't know when it started. It started, like, in elementary. She had her own, like, big kid friends, and, like, they would pick on me and shit. I was like, back off. So, yeah, we weren't, like, super close, because, I mean, we're children, and it's, like, But I think it was like middle school, maybe high school, where like we got close.
How did you get close?
Honestly, I don't know.
It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened. I mean, like, just sibling shit, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe like we probably bonded over like
gives you a ride.
Our parent trauma and shit. So that was pretty cool. Not cool, but you know, somebody to relate to and like be able to talk about it.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Let's hope the seasonal depression doesn't hit.
For real. Please, bitch. Please don't let it come around again.
Does it, like, do you actually, like, do you feel it the whole season? Or just, like, certain events just make it, like, worse?
Honestly, I think it just might be the season. But when it's, like, the day of the events or, like, the days leading up, I just feel like shit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
For me, it isn't even, like, seasonal. Like, it's already pretty bad, but it is a lot more intense. Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, amplified, you know? Like, all your emotions and feelings are...
That's so odd that happens. I wonder if it's the cold weather or just the events.
The weather doesn't even...
It's the fact that everyone you know is like, or you think everyone you know is having fun and spending quality time with their families or whatever, and you're kind of like just alone. Like, that's what I experience, where I kind of feel very lonely. And it's not like the cold weather or anything like that. It's literally just because I feel a little lonelier during those seasons.
You know, less sunlight is actually part of it. How? Because the vitamin
D?
Is it C or D?
D.
Less vitamin D and like less exposure to sunlight is more likely to have you feeling like...
Oh, yeah, because doesn't like sunlight give you like more dopamine or something?
Yes, sir.
Is it vitamin D for dopamine?
No.
Or is it just sunlight? I don't know. Who cares?
Vitamin dopamine.
It's probably like vitamin Yeah. I don't know if I experience it. I think to some degree, I'm sure there's like, I get a little bit more sad because it's Thanksgiving. You think about the holidays. You think about your family. You think about this. What is happening? What's not happening? You see everyone having fun. It's like, oh, that's not me. But most people are on the same boat, to be honest. It's just the people that you hear about, your brain picks them as the example of what is happening, even though it's not the reality for most people. So if you feel depressed, lonely, or you're not going to have anyone this Thanksgiving, just know that most of us are in the same boat. Okay? So it's not just you. And let me try to give some advice or some tips at least. So, you know, it's not just like, oh, don't be lonely.
I don't have any tips.
I guess look, especially on the day of, like, if you're not doing anything, try to just go online, distract yourself, play a game, join like an online community, a Discord server, something. There's always people online. You just got to go find them. You know, you can play video games or whatever, and just try to pretend it's like a regular day. Don't go through Twitter or whatever and like scroll through everything and like see everyone having fun or go through everyone's stories, because that's not going to help you. And like, I know you want to do it, but don't do it. And don't try to make yourself more sad by looking at it. Instead, try to just imagine it's a happy thing and find something you love and focus on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, I'm excited for Thanksgiving because I get to eat. That's it.
A lot of food.
Let's not celebrate Christopher Columbus, though.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't that pass a long time ago?
Yeah, but isn't Thanksgiving about him? No, the pilgrims?
Fuck
the pilgrims.
Wait, what?
We don't know shit yet.
Kyle, you're about to get canceled wearing that shirt.
Aren't the pilgrims the ones that like killed the Indians and brought disease over?
I don't know for sure.
I'm pretty sure it was the pilgrims that like...
Wait, why do you
think I thought they got together though. Like,
I don't know for sure.
Why do you think that would get me canceled?
Because I don't know for sure. Yeah. I haven't heard that yet.
It was the pilgrims and the natives, and I remember like something happened.
Do we hate pilgrims?
I didn't even know Thanksgiving was like controversial. I didn't know that.
Anything like with natives is always controversial because like colonizers. So.
Okay. The vicious reality behind Thanksgiving myth. Why some Americans don't celebrate the controversial holiday. Good thing Native Americans didn't treat pilgrims like
America is so controversial, bro.
Yeah. If I get canceled for canceling Thanksgiving, I think I'm okay with that. I don't know what I'm talking about, please. Anyways,
just censor the whole thing. I
know. Thanksgiving. Get the new drop, guys. TeenageTherapy.com. Go get it or go sign up. Early access, pre-order, whatever. And go watch on YouTube if you aren't watching. And if you're just listening, thank you. If you're watching, thank you. That's all the announcements, right? We're going to go Postmate now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so hungry.
Oh, yeah, actually.
What should we get?
We don't know. Postmate should sponsor us.
Dude, Postmate should. We always order shit.
What should we do? Yeah. We'll, like, give away food.
Yeah.
All right.
You know how, like, this is totally unrelated... Like, fine. Chipotle gave David Dobrik, like, a card with, like, unlimited burritos or whatever the fuck. Like, why would you... I could see why, but it's just... Somebody else could have used that card, you know?
Like,
I'm sure that David Dobrik can buy himself a $5 burrito every day, and it won't hurt him.
$10. But, yes,
oh,
I agree.
$10. I'm sorry.
I mean, I hope he's using it for good. Right?
He lost it.
Probably forgot it. Yeah. It is really fucked that the more rich you get, the more things you get for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So stupid. But that's the power of influence, baby.
It is. All that advertising, that's what they want.
That's what they want, yeah. But it does suck. So companies wouldn't get anything out of giving a Chipotle card to the poor. And that's capitalism.
All our communists.
Sorry, all you communists. Stans.
Karl Marx stans.
Fuck capitalism. Unless you got capital. Then you love capitalism.
Yeah.
Only the capitalists love capitalism. The socialists love socialism. All right. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.